In the end, Oregon House Republicans couldn't even meet the Andy Warhol test. Their special legislative session, lacking a House quorum or a sitting Senate, lasted only 13 minutes. GOP leaders knew, of course, it would turn out this way, but from the beginning, this was all about political theater, not serious behavior. The legal mandate of this session was to consider one thing and one thing only: tax reform. This is an appropriate topic to take up at an appropriate time, but just 5 months before a general election? That's hardly an appropriate time. In fact, it was foolish, given the partisan, polarized nature of this legislature. Those who felt otherwise validated Oregon's new slogan about the state being a place for dreamers. Predictably, no consensus for tax reform emerged from the months of field hearings and the run-up to the special session. That's when Republican House Speaker Karen Minnis and her troops had a partisan brainstorm and tried to substitute a hastily crafted spending cap as a new agenda. Never mind that Oregon has two spending limits in place. One, its balanced budget requirement. The other, a cap on spending enacted in 2001. Minnis, you see, needed a campaign issue. The Senate, divided equally between Democrats and Republicans, said they had previous appointments, thank you very much, and would be unable to show up for the carnival. House Democrats said their calendars were full, too. They opted for a boycott instead of a food fight and saved taxpayers the cost of a useless session. But Minnis and her Republican troops assembled in Salem last week anyway, masquerading as serious policymakers and using the House chamber as a political prop to launch what they hope will be a wedge issue in the November election. After assailing Democrats for 13 minutes in a virtually empty Capitol and blurring over the misgivings of some members of her own party, the House Speaker finally dismissed her troops. The Minnis strategy preordains an election campaign filled with bitterness and invective, setting the stage for another round of partisan gotcha politics in the 2005 regular legislative session. Half a world away from us, a serious debate is raging about the ability of Iraq to bury tribal hatchets and, based on democratic values, to act on the good of the Iraqi people as a whole. I wish them well. It sure would be great if we could do it here in Oregon. This is Les Aucoin.